State and federal officials have been trying to prevent the invasive fish from spreading into the Great Lakes and threatening native species. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Deputy Regional Director Charlie Woolley says the carp came from far below the Army Corps' electric barriers. Woolley says it's possible the fish swam past the barriers.
But we have not seen that kind of activity with the surrogate fish that we look at the barrier in the past. But obviously, somehow, it got from the Middle Illinois River system and was captured up by T.J. O'Brien Lock and Dam, just 9 miles from Lake Michigan.
Kevin Irons with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources says it's possible the carp was somehow moved beyond them. A spokesman with the National Wildlife Federation says the findings prove more barriers are needed, including at the Brandon Road Lock and Dam. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.